Hello, and welcome to the Tavern Chat Podcast. I'm your host, Eric Tenkar, your bartender in the OSR, your main proprietor at the Tenkar's Tavern blog. MeWe group, Facebook group, Discord server, Instagram, I'm still trying to figure that shit out. I guess you can do OK Boomer with me, right? Well, not a boomer. All right, so apparently earlier today, somebody asked Frank if he read something over in Tenkar's Tavern. And I'm assuming this is about the Judges Guild Bledsoe the Second news event that's going on. And Frank was like, I never read Tenkar given his past history. And somebody's like, clue me in, Frank. And Frank follows up with, central to spreading lies about me 2015 to 2017. He had me fooled at one point. Live and learn. All right. Well, I guess Frank's not going to hear this, but 2015 to 2017, that would include a couple of events. That would be the Dragon's Foot fiasco where Frank was accused of sending angry PMs to EOTB, Eye of the Beholder, including threatening to blacklist him from conventions, not allowing him to attend conventions. Long story made short, Frank says it wasn't him. The commentary and the initial post on the board were certainly written like Frank. And I was given a behind-the-scenes peek by multiple admins at Dragon's Foot, independently of each other, to show me how the IP matched the regular IP address from Frank's regular postings. I reported on this. That was, I don't know, was it 2015 or 2016? But it was back around then. So flash forward, Frank has his comments that were, I believe, at the Jessica Price situation that he made on Facebook that were probably improper, certainly didn't come out well. And then other people made prior complaints. And listen, when I do things like this, unless it's about Gareth Sharka or, oh, I don't know, Comment Ken, allegedly con man Ken, I tend to keep my own personal opinions out. I might make observations, but I leave opinions out. So we're going to, and that guy, that Frank put that behind him, which he said, all right, you were reporting because he had his Kickstarter. I don't know if you all remember his Kickstarter. I've tried my best to forget about it. Didn't really go anywhere. But when it was being put to rest, he shared a link on a backers-only Kickstarter update to what was going to be the new home of his, what was to be his Kickstarter. So I shared the post, I shared the link because it was newsworthy, and it's a public website. Anybody could go to it. Anybody could get into it. It wasn't locked down. It wasn't password protected. It's a fucking website. Okay? So, I've never shared the following before. I kept it private because it was something between Frank and I. I certainly knew at the time if I had gone public with it, it probably wouldn't have put Frank in a good look. But if Frank is saying that I was spreading lies about him, I'm going to give you Frank's words to me. Yes. Private conversation and pure Frank. You ready? This is from October 15th, 2017, 9:44 p.m. Hey, Eric. All the following information is confidential. If you choose to release it, we will know precisely where you stand. Well, Frank, I kept this out of the public eye. I've referenced it to people that I personally know, right? Direct conversations. But I've never shared this conversation word for word with anybody. I've summarized it. I've gone to the punchline, but I've never shared it. But I'm going to share it now because apparently I've been accused of spreading lies about you. All the following information is confidential. If you choose to release it, we will know precisely where you stand. On your website is an image referring to my new Kickstarter that says, "For backers only." In comments, someone included the full text and confidential preview link. All right, so I didn't even include the confidential preview link, which, by the way, is open for anybody to look at. At the time, I'm not even sure if it still exists. This proprietary information and text is copyright Loxy Incorporated, explicitly marked as such, and shared with supporters only. Okay. That's not how the internet works. But, in any case, we have thus disabled that link due to illegal theft and distribution on your site. By posting the article and demonstrably failing to properly curtail legal activities, you may become relevant in future actions. Sorry you chose this course. Now, I would consider that to be a threat of legal action. By posting the article and demonstrably failing to properly curtail illegal activities, you may become relevant in future actions. What kind of actions? Obviously legal actions. Who may become relevant? Me. Well, thank you, Frank. So, my response, all I shared was the pic, none of the contents. The pic was and is available to all and divulged no information. If a comment divulged information and you want said comment deleted, all you need to do is request such, and it would have been. I do not read every comment on the blog, and I am not legally responsible for the comments made at the tavern by others. I'm sorry you feel the need to make legal threats when a simple request would have sufficed. I, this is Frank, am making no threat. Simple statement only. Since you do not monitor or remove illegal activity on your website, you may become involved with ensuing actions, if any, your call. Threat number two, right? I am not requesting any alterations, merely observing clear and demonstrable facts that have consequences. Sir, well, I don't know. I you could count it as three threats, right? Each paragraph was a threat, but hey, my response, not how it works. Blogs, just like on forums, commenters are responsible for what they share. I am responsible for what I share. If it were otherwise, there would be no social media. I researched the applicable law in this field long ago. You know I have. You know I know my legal rights and my responsibilities. All you needed to do was ask, Frank. That was your call on how to handle this. And by the way, my first GaryCon, I guess like that's what, 3 years ago? 4 years ago? 4 years ago, 2016. Here's the deal. Frank approached me and told me that he used to worry about me dealing with Ken Whitman because I would bring things right up to the legal bar and then I would stop at that bar. And he goes, I realized, you know, you were a cop for 20 years and you know the law and you know what your limits are. And yes, Frank, I knew what my limits were. And you knew that, okay? You knew that. You thought I was one of those rubes you could make a legal threat against. Right? It's not really a legal threat. It's just a statement of fact. And it's not really, I never said that you might go to court or be taken to court or be sued. I just insinuated such. Sorry, Frank. And I am sorry. I'm sorry I had to like start reading this shit out loud because you say I made lies about you. Back to Frank. The key indicator was when you posted an article about issues with posts on my site, and then you, or someone, probably the same person that went on Frank's computer and made those comments on Dragon's Foot, right? Or someone removed my Kickstarter info in a different post, thereby linking the two actions in the eyes of readers. This expressly implied was deliberately malevolent or merely ill-advised that I or Loxley, who means Frank or Frank, requested or forced this removal, which is a falsehood, and providing means for public spread of this falsehood that you originated through your own actions, you have proven that you are not a friend, and in fact, the opposite. Good day. Oh, and sincere wishes to your wife and continuing health issues we all face ahead. Yes, Rach. Rach is in the background going, what? She goes, yes, Rach. He ended it with good day and sincere best wishes to your wife and continuing health issues we all face ahead.
That's bizarre.
All right. Well, so here's my response. You threatened me with potential legal action for allowing it to be up, and by taking it down, I have now done wrong. And yes, you threatened that I may have legal action in my future, thus last night's post, where I explain how to get comments like the one you had an issue with removed. Never would have been an issue, but legal threats I do not take lightly. And if someone I know makes a legal threat instead of just, I don't know, asking, it's obvious I need to protect myself from others going forward. I wish you luck with the project going forward, Frank. Obviously, it won't be mentioned at the tavern, as I don't control the comments. And that's where we left it until 2 weeks later. Now, again, I did not bring this up. I sat on this. I have sat on this for over 2 years. So 2 weeks to the day, we were on the 15th. Now we come up on October 19th, 2017. And yes, to put this into perspective to you, Rach, this was our first game hole.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
Well, that was nice.
Yes, it was. It was nice of Frank. I'm not saying it wasn't. So, Frank sends me the following message. And then, let you all know, he did, this is part of a much larger message that he, it was a posting that he shared on his feed on Facebook. Apologies for disturbing you, sir. The following is the last paragraph of something I'm about to post, and I did not wish to surprise you. Enjoy your Sunday. Tactically speaking, I have been surprised twice again in the last year. In a third disagreement, which did not involve attacks, a good man was overlooked. He did not suddenly attack, but continued dialogue. Our private interaction remains private. Until today, Frank, Valentine's Day, February 14th, 2020. I kept my silence, Frank, until you decided to smear me. So here, in any case, our private interaction remains private. I thus name Mr. Eric Tenkar, a gentleman who copes admirably with the problems inherent in running an online news site. Again, sir, I apologize if I offended you, and I salute your integrity and honesty. This was admirable in the 60s, and it's admirable today. Do carry on with my best wishes packaged as an old-fashioned hat tip rather than an invasive shout-out. Well, Frank, I must say, that was a very nice way to end 2017. But wait, I was spreading lies about you in 2017, according to you, right? No. Hell, I kept your threats against me to myself until today, because you made it relevant. You made it relevant. Sadly, you are much less relevant these days. And yes, Ray, she is less relevant these days. And part of that is certainly on you. I know that there are conventions that have removed your special guest status. But I don't know if any of them actually banned you. You just decided you weren't going to go to them because you weren't going to be honored. And other conventions said, yeah, we'll still have you as a special guest. And you said, no, I'm not going. That is your business. Okay. But please don't start mistruths that all these conventions have banned you. They might not be honoring you for your prior accomplishments in the field, but I don't know how many of them have outright banned you. So, Frank, I hope this finds you well, and I hope you reconsider your statements against me, but I'm sure at this point it ain't happening. So, all right, folks, that is the update for today. As always, be safe, be well, God bless, roll those dice, and I will talk with the rest of you tomorrow. Later, folks.